Camaro was one of the more established companies at the Web Summit, a social enterprise founded in Ireland. Its name comes from a Bantu word that refers to teaching. It aims to use information technology to improve education and digital literacy skills in disadvantaged communities. Camaro collects used IT equipment from businesses and individuals and then installs educational software. The computers are then shipped to schools in places like Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania and Zambia. Camaro's Anna McGettigan said access to IT can be vital in education.
I've lived in Kenya for a year. Even things like access to books and textbooks for schools from underprivileged areas, they're very expensive, and textbooks are owned by the school and it's one between four students. So access to information is just very, very difficult for people from these areas. And these are children whose parents wouldn't be educated. Their main source of learning is in school. So, you know, we're striving to make that learning the most productive and the best education that can be given in collaboration or in kind of running in with the second Millennium Development Goal, which is universal primary education.
Also present at the Web Summit was Ding, a mobile phone top-up provider whose CEO, Mark Roden, was recently named Irish Entrepreneur of the Year. Roden says he got the idea in Dubai, where he noticed that huge numbers of people from Bangladesh, India and Pakistan were working. One Indian worker explained to him that as well as sending money home to his wife, he also topped up her phone.
With that, I realised that what he was doing was he was sending home a very small value of airtime, which was around 10 dirhams or just €2. And in that way, he was instantly able to be part of her life for that day and make her day that bit better. So it was better than a phone call, because with the phone call, you might say hello and talk for a few minutes. But in this way, he was transferring value to her phone that she could use to access the internet, get information, be more informed on what's happening in her area that is relevant to how she lives her day.
Roden thought that a clunky manual top-up process, which included scratch cards and text messages, could be improved. He set up Ding.com, which is now connected to over 300 mobile phone operators in 130 countries. Almost $400 million worth of top-ups have since been sent to Central America and the Caribbean, while over $13 million worth of top-ups have been sent to Africa.
So the type of people that are using it are workers who have left a country like Ghana or Nigeria and gone to work in Dubai or London, and they want to send home small values like $5 or €5 instantly. And they go to Ding.com, put in a credit or debit card, enter their wife's number, press send.
Over 140,000 top-ups have been sent to Liberia. Roden says transfers there have increased by around 50% over the past 4 months, no doubt as a result of the Ebola crisis. Mark Roden, RFI, Dublin.